Unable to break through the south gate, the French turned their attention to the west side of the buildings, where Matthew Clay was stationed with 100 of his mates. They were heavily outnumbered, but as he tried to retreat back inside the farm, Matthew found himself stranded outside. To make matters worse, his musket was misfiring. He was forced to swap it for another one that lay by the body of a dead comrade. As Matthew later recalled, the new weapon was still warm from recent use and an excellent one. At least it gave him a fighting chance of making it out alive. Meanwhile, less than a mile to the south, near an inn called La Belle Alliance, Napoleon was aiming his sights at the heart of Wellington's defences.
So all the Allies would be right along that ridge line.
Absolutely, and pretty much where you can see the houses there, you see the road going through them. Yeah. That's the centre of Wellington's position. He'd have had troops arranged on both sides, about a mile, actually, on both sides. But yeah, the bulk of Wellington's army is the other side. And the reason he's got them the other side is because what Napoleon is sighting in this position we're actually on here. From where we are, for a total of about 1,000 yards, were sighted cannon after cannon after cannon after cannon.